is it fountain pens? Or we just say pens? Bells are okay, right?
Yeah, fountain pens are the ones that have got a special end at them, and it's specially used for writing in a nice way. Yeah.
Writing in a nice way. If you are engaging in some calligraphy work, or you want to write really well,
yeah, right,
use fountain pen. Yeah, they can. Yeah. Fountain pens, they can make your handwriting more beautiful or elegant, right?
That's right. Yeah.
Yeah, I see. I have another question, Alex.
Yep.
Another question is
ask away.
Do you think as a piece of art, I really think it's like something like the national treasure of China or Chinese culture? I mean, the different calligraphy, scripts and so on. I really hope that our country can pass it down or let the future generations, younger generations, to kind of carry it on. So how do you think we can do that?
Yeah, well, I think there's many ways. I think firstly, the important thing is to definitely show calligraphy in art museums and art galleries, because this makes it accessible to everybody.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, this is something I want to stress, actually, that Chinese writing is very unique because it is the only modern language which has this kind of writing, where writing can actually be pictographs.
Wow!
You're not actually writing the sound, but you are writing something which resembles what it is. Many Chinese characters either have ideas in them, or they look like what it is. For example, the word for wood, mu, and lin, and sun lin, you know, they look like trees. So only Chinese has this kind of writing way. You know, many Chinese students say to me, well, what about Japanese? What about Korean? Well, I can tell you now that Japanese and Korean are also just a kind of pinyin. It's just the sounds that they are reading. So, you know, Chinese really is unique.
Wow!
I mean, the other country which had this kind of writing method, which was widespread, was Egypt with their hieroglyphics. But as we know, they are no longer used. So this is what makes Chinese very unique and very beautiful. And this kind of explanation, I think, is very important to be told to the youth as well. Is to understand why Chinese is so special in itself, and also to look at the meaning of the characters. And also, I think in art classes, don't just concentrate on drawing pictures. I think calligraphy should be part of the curriculum, and students should be allowed to experiment in their own ways of writing characters. And of course, Chinese paintings themselves, actually, you know, you can't leave the calligraphy, because in a Chinese painting, you always usually have the writer put their name on it. And that's a very big difference. If, if you think about like a Western painting, you don't always see the signature of the artist. But in a Chinese painting, you always see the signature either by themselves writing it themselves or through the seal.
Yeah, seal. With the character engraved on. Or engraved in, I should say, right? The name of the actor, writer engraved in. Yeah, good. Yeah, very good point. So the first thing, let me summarize. We should have such calligraphy museums for children to go to so they can appreciate, they can get a hang for what scripts we have in our culture. And secondly, we should explain a bit to them the, you know, the art or artistic values of Chinese as a language or as a kind of calligraphy, right? And certainly, you think we can put it into the, I definitely agree. We can put it into the children, maybe at least the primary school children's curriculum, to let them practice. And maybe we can test them, to let them pass the exam or something, right?
I mean, there can be tests, competitions, you know.
Yeah, competition is good, And if you really can do very, if people can do really well, I think they get a sense of accomplishment from this too.
That's right.
Yeah. And you can see auctions, you know, in some large bookstores in Beijing these days. You know, the other day when I went to Beijing Tushu Daxia bookstore, we saw auctions about water paintings and calligraphy paintings. 所以就真的会有拍卖那种, 然后它的出价还不低, 就 several hundred, or even over 1,000 for a piece of calligraphy work.
Finally, I want to mention that calligraphy actually can link with so many classes, not just art classes, not just with Chinese classes, but also with music classes.
Right.
And what is so special about Chinese is that you can write one character to a whole song.
Wow.
Because unlike English, you know, if we write the word dragon, you know, it does, just one word is not very powerful. But in Chinese, if we write the, especially the traditional way, the fantizi of long, you know, you can write it very slowly to a piece of Chinese music and then you finish it. And then you get a real deep feeling of it.
Oh, I think maybe what you mean is while the music is being played, you can write. It's playing. You can just write, continue to write and write till the end of the music and you will finish the writing of this whole character long, right? Because it's fancy, complicated version of it.
Yeah, that would be a good music lesson. You know, the teacher could play a piece of music and then she asks the students, you're going to listen to this music and you need to think of what Chinese character comes to your mind when you listen to this song and then and then write it. I think that's a very creative lesson and also promotes.
You should teach that. You should teach that.
So,
maybe we can design such classes in the future.
That's a good, you know, that's a good, it's also good for IELTS practice. I've done this with students as well, because some students say to me, I have no idea what to say in the IELTS test. And I said to them, well, a good way to practice if you feel you don't have good imagination is to play different kinds of music and then think about what comes to your mind when you listen to this music.
Oh, I would recommend.
Do you feel sad? You know, students can then write a whole thing about it. It doesn't, you know, this is why classical music is best for this, because classical music doesn't have words. So you can listen to it and then write the sort of feeling. Mm-hmm. What does it make you think of? Does it make you think of your grandma and her cooking? Or does it remind you of your maths teacher that was very angry at you because it's bang, bang, bang in the class? I mean, music can really inspire you to think of new answers for the IELTS test.
Yeah, music is definitely inspiring. And the first music, actually, the first type I actually thought about when you mentioned this is Baroque. Is that a Baroque? B-A-R-O-Q-E.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
I love it so much. There are some scientific research based on this, saying that maybe such music can help reduce your blood pressure and maybe it can help prevent you from such illnesses like heart attack. Yeah, I don't know whether it's true. When you listen to such music, you really feel, oh, so peaceful. You feel that a peace comes back to your mind, something like that. Yeah, I love that kind of music too. So, yeah. While the music is playing, you are writing some Chinese characters. Wow. Just imagine that scenario. That is really wonderful. Making you feel like you are going back to the ancient time of China.
Well, that's it. You can be playing Chinese classical music, or you could be playing European music or Indian music, you know, just to get a feel what you feel. I mean, you know, if you listen to some Indian music, maybe you get a feeling of eating curry. I don't know. I mean, it's something for you to try. You know, you can really get creative and bring your imagination to it. So
it would make me relate to Alibaba. That Alibaba.
Yeah. So that's my next challenge for our listeners, actually. Play some classical music and then write down what you feel about it to help you expand your imagination and creative thinking.
Yeah, well, at the same time, you are thinking, you can be thinking of how to answer a question, like how to solve a problem through the internet. That's part two. 对，大家真的可以试一下。就我们刚才谈了这么多，没有讲太多汉语啊，因为就是我们里面出现的这个生词不是特别的多，但是呢，就是大家听的是一个连贯和一个结构，就是怎么在层次之间 how to transit from one paragraph or one point to another. So Alex actually was showing you this, right? Okay, so I think that's all we have time for today, right?
Yeah, that's all we have time for.
Yeah, so we leave a question for our listeners. So, do you still think handwriting or calligraphy is valuable in Chinese culture? Do you think it should be passed down as a piece of art or something? Yeah, that's my question.
Okay, so leave us a message and we look forward to hearing from you all.
Yeah, see you next episode. Thank you for listening. Bye. Bye-bye.
Thank you.
And
bye.
Thank you.